Many baby boomers are doing the retirement math these days, and the numbers just aren't adding up. So many are staying in the workforce longer. But a new survey suggests these boomers are exploring new careers that allow them to make a buck and give back. Reporter Judy Martin has the story.
You could say good morning, Pendleton.
Good morning, Pendleton.
Lori Licker refers to the giant costume character beside her, Professor Pendleton Pencil. He wears big round glasses, a graduation cap, and is, well, one big walking pencil. The duo teaches more than three dozen wide-eyed kindergartners how to improve their handwriting skills. Performing with a pencil is part of Lori's new career path as author and social entrepreneur.
What's so incredibly fulfilling for me is when we get emails from teachers telling us the kids actually ask to write. They love to write.
What's the first letter of your name?
J.
A J. Let's go.
After more than two decades as an occupational therapist working with children, the 50-year-old wanted to switch careers to make a difference on a larger scale. Licker started a business around Professor Pendleton with a workbook, theme songs, and a special handwriting curriculum she teaches and sells to school districts. It's this second career, launched in middle age, that John Gomberts calls an encore career.
An encore career combines the elements of continued income, meaning and purpose, and social impact.
John Gomberts is president of Civic Ventures, a think tank on aging and working. The organization joined with MetLife on a survey that found that as many as 9.5% of Americans ages 44 to 70 are currently in encore careers. And Gomberts says that many more are interested in pursuing the idea.
If we have a desire and a need for continued work, meaning and purpose in that work, and at the same time we have big needs in society, healthcare, the environment, or poverty, all of these areas need human talent.
But is the encore career just a trend?
No. Inevitability. listen, talk to anybody over 60 and they're not done. They're far from done.
Marcy Alberher writes the Shifting Careers column and blog for the New York Times. She says many will work into retirement age, but there's a caveat to transitioning into encore work with the core purpose of having a social impact.
I think there's an economic barrier to many people who say, yes, I'd love to join the Peace Corps, but people are facing the economic reality. Yes, if you can give me meaning along with the income I still need, I'll take it. But I think a lot of people think of that as a luxury.
Civic Ventures reports a good majority of boomers considering encore careers are concerned about income, health care benefits, and flexibility. But among those who have already launched their encores, about three-quarters said the water's just fine. As for Lori Licker, she's not swimming in a pool of profit, but doesn't regret turning to more meaningful work.
I didn't want to wake up one day and say, oh, gosh, why didn't I do this? You got to do what you feel passionate about.
For NPR News, I'm Judy Martin in New York.